This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guests this week for Around Montgomery County is Liz Lusk and Amy Jeffers from the Sierra Brazel Benefit Committee. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
We are here to talk about a benefit that you two are trying to help put on for Sierra Brazel. And Liz, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about the benefit and what's going on.
Okay, on December 4th, 2010, we are having a dinner, dance, silent auction. We're also going to have a live auction during that event. And all the proceeds will benefit Sierra Brazel medical expenses.
For those that don't know, and give me a little history about your group and why this all came about.
Sure. Sierra's been dealing with somewhat of a medical oddity for the last 4 years. The group started with some coworkers and friends of Mark and Selena, which are her parents, and we knew the struggle they were going through with the medical expenses, the time off, etc. So we just kind of brainstormed what we could do to help them out.
And one good thing about, and I've worked with Mark off and on with my role here, I know police officers, emergency personnel, it's kind of like their own little fraternity or a little group there, and they all stick together. Has that been the case as Hillsborough Police and Litchfield Police, and I know the Sheriff's Office has?
Absolutely.
All come in? And
the fire departments, the police departments, the ambulance services, everyone in the entire county has been awesome, giving, you know, and selling tickets and supporting us for sure.
So we've got the dinner dance, the fundraiser that's on December 4th. It's at the Litchfield Community Center. Tickets, how much are we talking about here?
$25 a person.
Not bad.
That will include your catered meal. We will have draft beer available. And, of course, the dancing later with the band.
And tell me a little bit, Amy, let's get you involved here. A little bit about the musically, who's performing during the benefit?
It'll be the band 1055. They're a local band.
Good local band there. And I've seen them a couple times at various events. And then food's being provided by?
Milana's Catering.
Outstanding. And if Jason doesn't bring the tortellini, there's something wrong.
That's mm-hmm. definitely on the menu.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
It's a mainstay here. You mentioned an auction. Is there any, tell me a little bit about some items that will be up for bid.
We are still collecting. We're going to collect items until the very last possible moment we can. We have gift baskets and gift cards, you know, things like pool parties. I think someone donated a bicycle. We have a couple of people have donated hogs that you can bid on and get them processed. Yeah. Just people have been really awesome giving this year.
We had a bow donation also.
Right.
Which kind of fits her father, Mark, because mm-hmm. he's an avid hunter. And I'm assuming there will probably be a lot of hunting-related
yes.
items, either yes. in the silent or live auction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit, though. You guys instituted a Facebook page for this, and this has been well-received.
Yes. You can search on Facebook, The Sierra Brazel Benefit. We currently have 818, I believe we said, members on our page. That's been really awesome, a good mode of communication.
And that's one thing I could say, 5 years living in this area, anytime an organization needs help, anytime a family needs help, the community, whether it's Litchfield, Hillsborough, wherever, all seem to come together and help that group or person out. And is this the case quite a bit?
Absolutely. It's been amazing. You know, you always think, and everyone is experiencing hard times right now and hardships, and it's just unbelievable what people will give you when you say, this is for a young person, you know, who needs help. They are most definitely willing to help.
For those that don't know, how did this happen? It was just accident freshman year, I'm not mistaken?
I believe it was her freshman year. She was in cheerleading. There was someone fell on her during practice, and it started then. And they've just kind of determined it a medical oddity. The doctors don't really know what's causing it, but it does cause severe pain for her. And she's kind of out of commission for 5 or 6 days in the hospital normally. She's been to every hospital possible, and no one seems to be able to figure out what's wrong. So they've kind of expended all the energy looking for a cure or a diagnosis, at least, and they have not been able to do that. So they kind of have their sights set right now on the Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic is reviewing her case right now, and they're waiting to hear back from them.
And that's just interesting, though, because it's very rare that you get an odd medical situation like this. But I'm happy to see that support has been overwhelming for this event. Now, tickets. How many tickets have been sold, and how many tickets are left for the fourth event?
We haven't counted tickets that have been sold so far. We have plenty left. I think people are waiting kind of to see what their schedules are. It's a very busy time of the year, December 4th, of course. But we would like to encourage everyone to buy their tickets in advance so we can make sure we have enough food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. And that is, what's the deadline that you'd like to have tickets purchased by?
Well, we will be selling tickets the night of the dance. You can come and pay to get in that night. It will still be $25. But of course, by the week before, we would like to have, you know, a rounded off number to be able to give Milanus
an idea of how many, instead of, you know, if it's 650, say, we got around 650.
Right. We want to be able to feed everyone. So, you know, of course, we want to have a number.
All right. Now, tickets. What's the best way of getting tickets?
You can contact myself, Liz. My cell phone number is 217-556-2327.
And you can also contact me. I'm Amy, and it's 313-6654.
And I thank both of you for coming in. We are running short on time here. As we come to a close, give us the dates, times, and everything involved with the fourth benefit.
Okay, it's December 4th, 2010, at the Litchfield Community Center at 6 p.m. It'll be a dinner dance silent auction. $25 per person. We'll have some other fundraising events going on during the dinner, and should be a really good time.
Amy, Liz, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck on this upcoming benefit. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Liz Lusk and Amy Jeffers from the Sierra Brazel Benefit Committee. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.